Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are watching what Taylor Swift is up to day and night.
Yep.
We don't sleep unless we know what's going on with this woman, and this weekend is no exception. She is always busy. I know we talk about that every time. She's a busy woman constantly. But I'll say this. She's a busy woman. But really, she didn't do a lot this weekend.
No, she didn't. Everything she does is
relatively speaking,
in the news.
It was probably like the least busy weekend she's had in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
If we're being real.
I do want to address the elephant in the room. I did not get a boob job.
Neither did I.
I wanted to dress up as her, in honor of her concert. We are in her outfits. Kelly is in vigilante
shit. Women.
Yep. And I love her.
So
can
cute.
I go where you
pull,
go?
Give us an archer. Give us an archer. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So yes.
I'll do the chair dance on. Check that out somewhere else, and I'll do the chair
you
dance.
You have to wear that and do the chair dance.
I have to do the chair dance, like at least to be silly, like one time.
Dress up studio.
Yeah, these are some random things. You already, I don't think, can. I like went back on the website and it kind of disappeared. So I have a feeling, and this is a question that I have all the time, and this is another reason why I don't always suggest Taylor Swift merch for us, even though we should discuss that maybe today on the show. We can talk about, you know, a little ugly sweater action, see what people want for Christmas time. But Taylor Swift's legal team is maybe the most diligent legal team of all time. So they get in trouble always. Copyright, blah, blah, blah. So I went back to this website, and who knows, it could be back up now since I last looked at it, but everything was like disappeared. And I was like, oh no, maybe like, could they have gotten in trouble? But I'm like, how could you get in trouble
but that
for this?
Like, you can't copyright an outfit.
It's just like
you?
A drawing. Yeah, I know. It's so crazy. So who knows? So maybe not. But it was from some random website. And if that's the case, then maybe this is the ugly sweater we take.
Just steal small ideas
exactly,
from small businesses.
Exactly.
That
yeah, that's what we do.
Well.
Yeah, that's our thing here.
Yeah.
That's our thing here at Taylor Watch is we steal ideas from small businesses and pass them off as our own.
The next, what's that bitch,
We were what? Daniel Bernstein. Yeah. She loves doing that shit. Yeah, I actually was just texting with her and she told me that I should totally do that. So.
Oh, perfect.
That's why,
Thank you so much for the idea, Danielle.
Yeah.
You know, you may not be good at making up your own ideas, but you're
really good at taking them.
Them.
And I'm just taking a leaf out of her book. You know what I mean? Like, it seems to be good for her.
Yep.
She's got that new nice apartment, so clearly something's working. But shout out to Dress Up Studio, the random website we found on TikTok, maybe?
Yeah, it was
Is that
TikTok.
Where it's from?
Yeah, I think so.
Regardless, it's amazing. Wait, also
Oh, yours is cute. She has a little tush.
I know. I feel like I've got my cheeks out. You do too. You're wearing... Okay. Taylor's wearing a thong straight up.
Oh.
Like, there's a thong.
Oh.
Butt cheek, full butt cheek exposed. So anyway.
You know how we are here at Taylor Watch
today.
With Sletty.
Yes, these are our outfits today. Happy about them. Love it. We are, let's see, this will come out tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're...
Four
days.
Not even.
Thursday at midnight, technically.
So like 2 days
at
this point by the time you're listening. 2 days, oh my God, 1989 Taylor's version coming out.
Yes.
I am most excited, obviously, for Slut Taylor's version.
Yeah, me too.
We were just discussing before we started. I personally think that I am going to listen to that first.
I think so, too. I think it's just the one that... You know, catches your eye right away.
100%.
She's never put...
I'm most curious.
Has she put a... Or tis the damn. I guess damn is a bad word, but...
Yeah, but
slut
not...
Slut is like...
Slut is a... I don't even know if she's used the word slut in any of her songs. Like, has she ever?
No, I don't think so at all. Slut, whore...
The closest she's ever come is she's better known for the thing she does on the mattress.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
implication
and she took that
slut,
away.
And she took it away. That was too much. So I'm very, very curious about that song.
Yeah.
If it's going to be lighthearted, if it's going to be... sad, what the lyrics are going to be like. Is it going to be a message to the media? Are we going to get exposed here on Taylor Watch?
Uh-oh.
Like, who knows? You know, the possibilities are endless, but I am pumped up. What, after that, how are you going to listen to the album?
Well, I forget which ones I sent you. Which ones did I send you on Twitter? There was like, Say Don't Go from The Vault is being described as if this love and clean had a daughter.
That sounds unbelievable.
So that'll definitely be my number two because that
Agreed.
Is a high horse to put a song on.
I just pre-saved it on Spotify because I'm a loyalist. And let's see. That's the track right after Slut. So perfect. Okay, perfect. That's perfect. I think, yeah, I think what I have done in the past is listen to the Vault tracks first in order. Mm. And luckily, Slut's number one, so I can just do that exact same thing. Just because they're the new songs. You know what I mean? Like, I
always go Vault tracks first.
Right. Like, of course I want to hear the other ones. But, oh my God, I don't think I realized that Wildest Dreams and This Love were both already available on Spotify as Taylor's version.
Yeah, those came out like really randomly.
I remember Wildest Dreams
a few months ago.
I don't remember This Love though, yeah. So that's nice. But yeah, so I love all these songs. Obviously, we both love all these songs, but we've heard them. So I want to hear the new stuff first. I want to hear what we haven't heard. Maybe try to make a few guesses as to like what the hell is going on in her head when she's writing these songs. And then I'll go through the album, as a whole and just... James Dean Daydream look in my eye and get excited.
I can't wait. I feel like this is the album that I've said this before. One, I'm most excited for. Two, I just feel like this is the one I'll be more accepting of the fact that it's a bit of an older version of Taylor and her voice is different because I feel like it's such a pop album that it doesn't matter.
Like this song is all songs that are, I don't want to say like heavily edited, but we're not listening to songs from 1989 to listen to Taylor's vocal range. Does that make sense? Not in the least, I'm not even being insulting. Songs are, anybody can sing these songs. Yeah. Anybody can get into them. They all sound great.
Yeah, I think
it'll be fun.
Yeah, like even the sad ones, like Clean and stuff. I'm kind of more excited to hear how she does it now.
There might even be. Oh my God, I actually just got chills, Gia, literally just now thinking about her singing Clean now.
I know.
It just feels like it's because that's an evergreen song. You don't have to be a certain age to understand how that feels.
Yeah, totally.
And she's felt it 10 times over since she recorded that song.
Totally.
So we might get, everybody's always talking shit about the level of emotion behind the re-records, and we might get the exact opposite and knock it out of the fucking park.
Yeah.
Like Taylor's version blows the original out
of
the water.
I think so too.
That would be amazing.
I totally think so too because, I had the opportunity to see her do it live.
Oh my God, that's right. And so how did the emotion feel there? I fucking forgot about that, Gia. And I'm mad that you reminded me because I'm pissy at you again.
I know, I'm sorry. But I did get Welcome to New York as the first one. But that's fine.
And I told you when we went, and I'm sure we've talked about this, when we went, everybody was saying, Night One's going to get Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
Like, ha ha, laugh in your face, whatever. And then when we didn't get it at all, I was kind of upset. I was like, aw.
Yeah.
I would have been, I had embraced the thought of it. I was like, I think I would have cried my eyes out if Welcome to New York even played. I was so excited to be there.
I was a little embarrassed about how bratty I was when she started playing it.
You had also already seen, 10 shows.
I know. I was like, ugh. And Madeline was like, Welcome to New York. I was like, fuck this.
You just gotta let yourself live the moment.
But
you know what I mean? Have a good time.
There's this guy who does album reactions on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I forget what his name is. It's THT Hayes or something.
Ooh, I don't know.
He's great. He does super funny album reactions and he's done all Taylor Swift's.
Fun.
And I just watched he did 1989 in preparation for 1989 Taylor's version. And his reaction to Welcome to New York, he was like, this song is so fun, dancing. And I was like, okay, you know what? This song is a banger.
It is a banger. And I think back to the time where it was playing in taxi cabs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know that you've obviously been to New York when you were young like that.
Yeah.
But I was, I'm trying to think, 24 or 25 at the time. When that, what is the noise? It's killing me. I was either 24 or 25 at the time, whatever. And it's so annoying. I remember getting into taxi cabs to either go out at night or to go to work or whatever. And the minute you get in the cab, you could not get in a New York City cab without hearing Welcome to New York.
That's so cute.
It was the official song of New York for a while. And I loved it at the time because I was like, oh my God, it's so cute, so cute.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it did get all right, I don't want to beat this song into the ground. We're hearing it all the time. We're hearing it too much. But I swear to God, Taylor Swift had I don't know if this, how factual this is, but it seemed as if Taylor Swift had a deal with the city of New York to make that song their song for a couple months.
That's funny.
And
I wonder if they're going to bring it back now.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I would love that too.
This Friday, going through November, I would love it. I would
love
it. I would embrace every second of it. I'd be really hyped.
What song are you most excited for on the normal?
Well, I'll tell you, Blank Space is always my number one.
Oh,
on
wow.
Really, if I think about it, Blank Space is my number one. Mm. I just... Because, first of all, it's an unbelievable song.
Mm-hmm.
Just so catchy, so good. The music video sends me into another dimension. Good. I've seen it thousands of times. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, it's a thing where it's like, oh, I haven't watched a Blank Space video in a while. I should watch. Like, it's that kind of
it's
thing
iconic.
For me. It's
it iconic. Really,
her clothes in that
the guy's so
all
cute.
The hot ass guys. Yeah, like, they're just, it's so amazing. I love her, like, acting in it, the way and all the references to other movies where, like, the woman is insane or the woman's like, you know.
I think that was, like, one of her, I feel like it was one of her first times, like, kind of taking back
100%
the narrative of
which
her
I
being
loved.
Like a crazy date or whatever.
I was immediately that for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I was I had on, like, a black, the part where she's wearing, like, the black lacy nighty thing thing on her head and she's got the knife and she stabs the cake. That's the version of,
oh hell yeah,
that's what I was for Halloween, and it was really good. And I just loved it. I love everything about it. I think that it's a really good song. And like you said, it was her first kind of foray into that, taking it back, accepting the rumors, accepting what people say, and just kind of being like, yeah, whatever. I have a lot of boyfriends. Like, got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I love it. I love it so much. Yeah. I'm really pumped up. I have been paying attention to the merch drops.
Ooh.
And they're pretty good. They're not the best at all of them.
There
have been better.
She, it's like her Harry Styles has become a little bit better. Like, her, who else am I thinking? I don't know, but her merch just kind of just doesn't.
It's a little
cheesy.
It's a little hokey.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cute. Like, I almost always buy the merch. Like, I'll always buy, like, at least one thing I'll like.
Yeah.
At least, like, I think I bought a sweatshirt. And I think I got the sweatshirt with the seagulls all over it. You know
That's cute.
Let me look and see. I like to buy the stuff that's not so obviously merch, like Taylor Swift merch.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want to promote Taylor, because I do.
You want to wear it.
It's
like,
more because I
want
to wear it normal, and I don't want people to be like, what the fuck is your prop? Like, all right, how old are you? And you wear is Taylor Swift merch exclusively.
That's kind of why I like the cardigans.
Yeah, the cardigans are cute.
Like a light blue cardigan. That'd be so cute.
I know, that would be so cute. I got these two. I got this long sleeve 1989 tee that's like, maybe looks like it could be a little cropped, which will be cute. It'll like touch right above my jeans, which is perfect because I need that.
Yeah.
And then this little seagull sweatshirt with like the blue on
top. Oh yeah, that is really cute.
So yeah, I think that'll be fun. The seagulls I love. I'm a beach girl, you know, grew up on the shore, all that nonsense. So that'll be a beautiful beach sweatshirt for me in the future, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I don't want to take away shine from 1989, but you know, reputation. Is whispering,
sliding,
knocking on the door.
Slithering
on
in
through.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. I'm just curious about what's going to happen. I'm just curious.
I feel like it's inevitable, but I mean, Speak Now just didn't really, or was it Speak Now? Yeah.
Speak Now didn't get a lot of time.
Yeah, Speak Now, I feel like, didn't get a lot of time.
Yeah, because it was the biggest. Remember, we realized the biggest difference is, like, there was 6 months between Fearless and
Red.
And then there was, like, 10 months between Red and
Speak Now.
Yeah. Maybe not 10, like, eight or nine.
Yeah, so I just
still
feel
kind
like
of a lot.
It's not fair to 1989 to release it so soon. But honestly,
agreed,
I would love it if she just, you know, got all of these Taylor's versions done so
that's
we could get
some
new music.
I was kind of hoping that, like, it would all happen before the end of the year, like, before she goes on tour.
Yeah.
Which, did we discuss Travis going on tour with Taylor?
I don't think so.
We didn't. Oh,
no.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll get into Travis in a minute because, you know, I want to talk about this because this is exciting. And I love talking about her and Travis, too.
Yeah,
super
but
fun.
Like, yeah.
But this is more important, obviously.
Yeah.
1989 Taylor's version is where all of our heads should be at this week.
Yes.
And, so do we think that we're going to get anything special and crazy this week? Like, something, you know, like, is she going to, I don't know. Like should we keep our eyes on, like, the Empire State Building or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
something.
You think there's
like
Easter eggs hidden in the city? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, should
I would
we walk
love
around,
that,
like, looking for shit? Like, I don't know. Like,
Easter eggs?
Yeah, like a scavenger hunt, legit.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
I
would love that. I feel like if it's going to be anything in New York, it'll be this album for sure.
Obviously,
like,
yeah.
But
this
yeah,
is the one.
I would love for her to have, but imagine she does, like, some surprise concert or something and we, like,
Didn't get invited or whatever. Yeah.
I would actually just jump off.
No, I would kill myself. I would jump off the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I would literally jump off. I would be like, Tyler O'Day, let me up here.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not up to any funny business.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then I would jump off.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just ruin the whole thing for
I would
everybody.
Jump farther than the net that's supposed to catch the people that jump off because I couldn't handle it. I really couldn't.
That
I'd
would be
so
super
upset.
Disappointing. I don't know how these people find out about secret shows.
I don't
and
know
all this
either.
Stuff.
I don't
like,
have a plug like that.
I know.
And so one time I did have a girl being like trusted source, you know, go to the Target by Taylor's apartment in Tribeca.
Yeah.
And me and Fights and poor Pavs, who was doing the recording for us, went at like fucking 7 a.m. to this Target, and we're like walking around this Target for 3 hours and like bought the CD for Midnights and like all this stuff. And yeah, she like lives right around the corner from it. And like, we really thought she was going to come. And there were other people there who had also heard, like other girls there who like traveled down from Connecticut.
Oh,
like, it was
no.
at least we didn't do that.
Yeah.
But like, but I would have, like, I would have done that. Like, the trusted source was seemed legit.
Damn.
So I just, I'm really bad. Like, I'll get got by that. So it needs to be like, you know, Taylor Nation 13.
Yeah.
And you know, Tree Payne herself. Yeah. Being like, hey, girl, I see all the nice things you say. I also see all of the crazy batshit things you say that are borderline offensive. But still, we'd like to invite you, you know, to this secret show starring Taylor Swift.
Agreed. We may be her most controversial fans.
Probably.
But, yeah.
Probably. Do you think she likes that, though? I hope that. I hope she knows
so.
That we mean well.
We're
and we're just having fun.
And we are always looking out for the best for her. We want nothing but the best for her.
Yeah.
We love her to death. Like, but someone has to be real.
Someone has to be real.
Yeah. Like,
and we're not fakes.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Like we said, we're not fakes. So you didn't go to LBI. We're not fakes.
No. Yeah. Well, you don't see us waiting outside Via Carota.
No, we would never do that to you, Tay. We just want to let you live your life, and we're going to comment from afar because, you know.
Yeah, because
it's fun.
Who else? Like, yeah, it's fun.
Because we've
we
got your back.
And we want to protect you.
Exactly. We've got your back.
Not to be
we
creepy.
Have, no, all we want to do is protect you, and we've got your back, and it's all fine, and it's all good.
Yes.
But yeah, so she did, she had a busy Sunday, I should say, this week. Like,
yeah, busy
like
Sunday.
She wasn't really doing much the rest of the weekend, which I was happy about, only because, you know, your girl needs a break sometimes. Mm-hmm. We need a break from you know, being on high alert for everything that was going on.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm disappointed about is that I heard she was going to the game, and then I heard there was going to be a team
Halloween party
after.
Yes.
Which there was not.
I know.
And I'm really upset.
I would love to see her and Travis in a couple's costume.
Me too. And I really feel like that's very much on the horizon and a possibility. I wonder
if,
like,
they're
going
to go to Heidi Klum's Halloween party.
I bet they will. I bet they're invited.
They're definitely invited.
That would be monumental.
I know.
I mean, what are they? What should they go as? Obviously, Ken and Barbie is like the front runner.
I know.
But it's
so
almost
basic.
Like too basic, right?
I feel like maybe they have like some sort of inside joke or something.
Maybe they go as each other.
Oh, that would be really funny.
That would be so fucking funny. Like, Taylor dresses up as,
yeah,
like, does, like,
him,
basically puts on her outfit from the man, but it's, like, Taylor, you know, it's Travis.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. That's a free idea, Taylor. You can
take that.
You guys can do that.
You're fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine with that.
And he wears, like, a blonde wig.
And he wears, like, this outfit.
Yeah.
And a wig.
That would be awesome.
That would be so funny if Travis Kelce comes out wearing the vigilante shit outfit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that would be
And he does the dance.
Hilarious. Right.
Yeah, I would love
right.
that.
It'd be amazing. I would really love that a lot.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But she was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't arrive with him, but
no,
did
arrived
leave
by
with
herself.
Him.
She left with him in the getaway golf cart.
In the getaway golf cart. And we appreciate that. We appreciate a getaway golf cart. Any sort of getaway vehicle that she can leave in, we love.
Support.
We stand. We support.
Yeah.
She showed up to the game. She first was hanging out, it seems, with other football people. I'm hearing she was hanging out with this one guy who is famous, like, I don't know who
yeah,
this man
I know,
is like,
I didn't,
but everyone keeps telling me it's a big deal.
Rob
and I got text
Zegras or something.
I wish I knew.
I don't know who that
I
man is.
I just don't even.
I'm sorry to that man.
Yeah. Like, I really am. Here is his name.
He was like a quarterback in the NFL or something.
Bernie Kosar.
Oh, yeah, Bernie. Who, Rob Zegras? Where the
I don't
fuck
know,
did I get
I
that name
I don't know
from?
What that name even is, Gia. Like, that sounds like a name, but
yeah,
I don't know.
What the hell? That
could have been
off.
That guy, too. Who knows? So she's hanging out with that guy, Bernie. Not really sure what,
you know.
He took,
like, the weirdest picture with her
I know.
Ever.
He's, like, he's doing something crazy, like, with his tongue. He's doing, like, a, like.
Yeah. Like, put that away, sir.
They took us another selfie that was normal, but, like, he just
who
was,
is,
like.
Who is Rob Zegras? Like,
you just made that name up?
I just looked at
it. Oh, it's a football player, Rob Zegras, obviously. Like, what do you mean? Hall of Famer.
I have nothing comes up for Rob Zegras. I don't know.
You just start saying that. Like, yo, you see Taylor's hanging out with Rob Zegras?
Yeah.
Yo, Hall of Fame. Like,
you don't even know Rob Zegras?
It's fucking crazy that she's hanging out with Rob Zegras.
But yeah, apparently that guy, what's his name?
Bernie
He took,
Kosar.
Like, a bunch of pictures with her, and it was very funny.
I'm confused as to, like, what event they were at before. It looked
they
like
they were
be,
at,
like,
his house,
at his
I
house,
think.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Travis's house at, like, a lunch.
Yeah.
Which, did we discuss that also? $6 million home?
Oh, no, we haven't talked about that.
$6 million home. Travis won't be living.
More privacy.
He won't be living in that house that we saw those photos from, Bernie Kosar, because he has bought a new home with more privacy, gated community. $6 million home.
Good for him.
Good for him. No one is saying
like, oh, 6 million. Like,
yeah, like what, oh, a that's quaint cute.
Little tiny. Yeah, yeah, home. Yeah, little yeah.
I think it's like 16,000 square feet or something insane.
Damn. I mean, $6 million in Kansas City can probably buy you a fucking.
It's
mansion.
Got a mini golf, tennis yeah. court,
like a pool with like a cliffside waterfall,
all kinds of shit. Yeah, looks that's beautiful. Crazy. Looks amazing. But so, yeah. So he was saying that he got this house. One, it's he didn't say anything. To the effect that he was like already in the process of buying a new house, but you have to assume that that's happening. He didn't just like wake up and buy a $6 million house.
And
like,
I think that would be kind of weird.
And he also was getting very famous on his own, and you know the podcast is really kicking off. So I'm sure he did have like a problem with paparazzi before, or like people just you know you need privacy. Like he the house that he currently lives in is just like on a regular ass street. Yeah. Like there's no you know whatever, and it was turning into a bit of a spectacle where
did they
was
like
concerned.
Paparazzi his like Rolls Royce getting cleaned yeah. or something?
Yes,
like,
that was like, fucking hilarious. Yeah. It was like.
In preparation for Taylor Swift's arrival.
Yeah, in preparation for Taylor Swift's visit, Travis has his Rolls Royce washed. I'm like, that guy's like, really? He's washing his car. Yeah. Like, he's not just...
So stupid.
Not everything is, like, about Taylor. But so yeah, so, like, he's moving out of this place, moving into a more secluded place. Mm. Our queen will have her privacy. Our king will have his privacy. Yep. That's all great. They have this party at his house. Taylor had, like, a wardrobe change yesterday. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So she had, at the party at the house... She had on a Chiefs t-shirt, still that black pleated skirt, which I fucking love, by the way. I meant to look and see who makes it because I really like it. So she had that on, and then she had on high white socks and red and white Nikes.
Yeah, I saw those.
And I was like, oh, cute. And then she got to the game, and she changed into a Kansas City sweatshirt, also very cute, same skirt. But then she changed to black ankles, like high mid-ankle socks and heeled loafers.
Oh.
And it was an adorable look.
Yeah, cute.
But it was, it was way different.
But
look,
then I
these
think
are the
she
loafs
switched.
Look.
Oh, yes, because I was like, she's wearing such high heels.
Yeah. And then she did, and then she may have switched back. Oh, and then
those
photos.
I think she switched back to the sneakers.
The photos. Breaking news. First photo of a kiss on the cheek.
Yes, so cute.
And those photos she has
she's
on the
sneakers. Yeah.
And she's got the t-shirt back on in that as well.
So maybe she was like going for
damn. Why is the skirt
going back into
here?
The comfy look? I'm sure you can get that skirt at like a Ritzy or Zara.
No, I'm sure, but usually my girls got it quick. Mm. You know, she must just be looking for it still. she says she's like, as soon as I find it, I post it, and I'm like, I believe you, girl.
Yeah,
but she hasn't posted the skirt yet. So anyway, so I think that's interesting. We're doing wardrobe changes for the, but also maybe it just was kind of chilly.
It was chilly, so she had to put on
a sweatshirt. I liked the change in shoes.
She looked
adorable.
So cute.
So cute.
Someone said like she couldn't have picked a better team because red is so her color.
I know it really.
Anything
is.
Anything with a red lip, like she always looks amazing. Mm-hmm. She has been looking so good lately.
Just so beautiful.
Yeah. Those pictures.
Her skin looks amazing. What is she doing for her skin?
I don't know.
I need
her
to know.
Skincare routine.
I really need it too.
But she.
I wonder what her diet.
Picture
like.
Of her kissing Travis Kelce on the cheek is with like another couple. I don't know who that other.
I don't
player
know either.
Was.
I was trying to figure it out, but nobody knew on Twitter.
The other picture of her smiling, she looked amazing. She looks like a fairy princess. She really does. Yeah, she's
and,
slaying.
You know, her hair is just like looking perfect.
Yeah.
Everything is looking so good.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy for her for looking her best, feeling
too.
Her best, seeming to be glowing at all times.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
The clip of her watching him as he runs in and does the archer thing, like
cute.
She like she just looked
it's
like
really cute.
So cute and happy and glowing. Exactly. Like, she looked so proud of him and
it's
was
just that
very
like
adorable.
Ooh, I can't believe like la 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 this is my life. Like it's that shit. Damn.
Very
it's wild
cute.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, no Taylor Swift game appearance can go without controversy.
Of course.
She is in the box with the Mahomes family. The Mahomes family box.
It was only time until I don't even want to say his name.
I don't even want to say his name either.
Who shall not be named, but we all know what TikTok menace we're talking about.
Jackson Mahomes.
Yep.
Oh. Convicted assaulter.
No, I don't think he was convicted.
He's not convicted, sorry. But he's on trial. No, it's not even funny because he really is accused.
No, it's not funny. I do think
he's
that
going to court in like a week.
No, I already think it happened.
No, people are saying it was the end of the month, and I guess it is the end of the month.
Oh, God.
Listen, I fucking hate that guy.
It got delayed. This is August 28th.
Yeah, I think
somebody
said it was
until October 24th.
Oh, my God. It's days away.
So literally.
Lock him up. It's tomorrow. It's today. Lock him up. No, I fucking hate that guy. And I'm not kidding. Like, this is the thing. For those who don't know Jackson Mahomes, you may know him only from being this like really obnoxious younger brother of Patrick Mahomes, star quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce's bestie. He always used to make really obnoxious dancing TikToks, and he was just kind of like, he's young, sort of. How old is he? I don't even know. He's like young to mid 20s.
Yeah,
I forget.
It doesn't say.
And so he's just generally like a like an asshole. Like he was just obnoxious and annoying. Like, you know, and
He like did like the
he's always doing things in poor taste. Like
the savage dance, like on the number of a player who passed away,
like a dead person.
Has,
right.
Yeah,
it's
he
like
has
fucked
no
up stuff.
Self awareness.
Like, right. Like he's just stupid. Really, is what it is. But then over the summer, I want to say May or June. It came out video footage of him assaulting a woman in a bar.
Yeah, and forcibly kissing a woman.
Yes, and the video is shocking. Like, I saw the video for the first time, and I really couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, this is great. That's assault, brother.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what it is.
I
like,
know,
that,
but
that's,
it's,
you know,
yeah.
That's
it's just,
crazy.
It's a weird line because it's like, she's like high-fiving him and shit. And it's
well, right,
like,
but here's my problem with this whole thing. So the talk of the town at first, yes, Jackson's in the booth. We're pissed off about that. He hasn't been at any games so
yeah,
far
he
this
hasn't.
Year. This is the all of a sudden he's coming back out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
So that's like annoying as fuck. But the reason we were talking about it so much is because Taylor and Brittany Mahomes, Patrick's wife, were doing like a little fun, friendly, sneaky little secret handshake. Which, you know, well, whatever. I don't want to talk shit about Brittany because I thought about it. I was going to talk shit. I do think she's annoying, but I do think that she was only annoying or only seemed to be annoying because Jackson was annoying.
Mm.
And they were always hanging out, always doing shit together, like whatever. And I think that a lot of the hate that I have for him rubbed off on her over the time. And she's been totally fine this whole time. I do think that there's a level of like you have to be friends with your boyfriend's friend's girlfriend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a level of that going on for sure, but whatever, like she's fine. Jackson is the problem, and Jackson is in this booth. He's standing right behind Taylor. He's in every fucking picture of her. He's right there.
Like,
and this man
to be like cordial, I guess.
Right, of course. And so here's what I'm saying, like he obviously is allowed to go in this box because his brother's, you know, it's his brother's box. I assume his brother wasn't like, don't come.
Yeah.
And what is Taylor going to do? Ignore him? Like, be like, hey, man, can you not stand right behind me because you're, like, a sexual assaulter? Like, I don't know what's happening here. But I don't, like, I just know that Tree Payne had to be shitting bricks during that whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like, it's a weird line to, I don't even really know what to say about it, to be honest.
I don't know either.
Like,
it's just a really awkward situation.
Yeah,
and again,
awkward,
like, it's not that, you know, Taylor's an adult. She could do what she wants. She could talk to who she wants. Like, this guy, he's obviously has this trial, like, today or whatever. But, I mean, he assaulted a woman, and it's on video. So, I don't know how, like, I don't know what. And I know also that he is a clout chaser. That's literally his whole fucking thing.
Mm.
So, him positioning himself directly behind Taylor for that the entirety of that game is just, all around, it makes me ill.
Yeah.
And I feel now, really for the first time, that she, her, like, fame and the attention she's getting was taken advantage of by him. Like, this was in a malicious way for himself. You know what I mean? Selfish,
no,
I should say. Not
that.
Malicious.
I like Brittany Mahomes. I think she got a bad rap because she posted so much last season. It was just like kind of obnoxious online. And I think it got taken. Like, I don't know. I just feel like when a woman is like all over the place, like posting online, like being crazy, it just like gets taken and like, oh, she's like annoying. And like, I even thought that too. Like,
no,
I think
thought it
she's
for
annoying.
Sure. I still get like annoying vibes from her personally.
Yeah.
But I know that that's, they're founded with really, for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just kind of,
I thought
being
the
a hater,
handshake
I think
was kind of cute. Like, it seems like they, like, practice it. Like, she was
for
like,
sure.
Okay, ready? And, like,
yeah,
they did it. And,
for
like,
sure.
It was cute.
I said, I wrote a blog that I said there was no way it was Taylor's idea. Do you think that it was?
I don't know. I feel like,
I just feel like
low-key maybe.
On both sides, because I've now thought about this for, like, 24 hours. I think it is a 50-50 chance that it could be and that it wasn't. Because that is totally something she would do. But also, at the same time, like, it's too lame for her to want to do. You know what I mean? Like, but
she's
she is so
like,
equal sides of those of that fence,
I think,
you know?
Honestly, like, if I was in her shoes, I would do that. I think it's corny for sure, but like,
Do you see the other video of them like practicing it? Like,
no.
Her, so it wasn't that one. They were trying to make up like another one.
Oh.
And Taylor was like doing suggestions, and Brittany was kind of like, I don't know.
Oh.
And so that, and I saw that one
so
only
maybe
only
it
today.
Was Taylor's
so
idea.
I'm thinking maybe it was Taylor, or I'm thinking they talked about it ahead of time and we're like, it'll be so cute. And then I think that, you know, it's gonna draw a lot of attention and Brittany automatically gets hate. So maybe she wasn't into the idea of it. But I also just like in that video of her and like trying to like plan something with Brittany, it's just the most obvious. Like, if you can't recognize a girl that's just, like, being fake to this girl who is, like, friends with her boyfriend's friend, like, you, I cannot.
I don't
be, like,
think
it's,
so,
I don't
Kelly. It is. I think that she actually likes her a lot.
I'm sure she likes her.
Did you see that video?
It's the way that she, like, talks to her. It's because I only say that because I have done this. Like, I have been like,
yeah,
this where
I
am
so
over the top nice, and I try really hard because I don't want them to feel weird. I don't want them to feel like I'm a bitch, so I, like, overcompensate.
Yeah, I think,
and
maybe
that,
that's,
I think,
more
maybe
what
is what I'm seeing.
Rather than, like, her, like, she actually doesn't like her and she just pretending
to
be
nice.
No.
I don't think that she, like, doesn't like her. But I don't think, like, I think this is, there's no world where these two are friends if not for this situation. Does that
make
sense?
No. Totally not. I feel like they may be more similar than we think.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
And, like,
just...
in, like, corny?
Like, I don't want to say corny because I don't want to call Taylor corny, but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You
she's
know,
a little corn.
We're
she's
all corny
corn.
In our own
I'm
ways.
Corn,
like, yeah,
for sure,
I'm,
sometimes.
I'm definitely, like, cringe sometimes. Like, mm-hmm, we all have our moments. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they just seem similar in a way. And I can't really say why I think that, but I just feel like they, like, are the same type of person when it comes to, like, I feel like they dress similar. They, like...
Do
that?
You know, I don't know enough about Brittany Mahomes' like day-to-day life to even know that.
Yeah.
I only know her from all the annoying TikToks that Jackson posts and the fact that she sprayed freezing cold champagne all over all those people that one time.
Yeah, that was a bad look.
Yeah, it's just like, I think it's that like self-awareness thing. And I think, again, being around Jackson all the time, you kind of forget your self-awareness. And I think that this season, this year, or whatever, she's totally different. Like, he has not been around, and she has been just, like, you know, competitive, supportive wife, and not, like, this, you know, trying to make a spectacle of herself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So, I prefer that, obviously.
There
Anybody
was, like, a cute video
annoying.
Of, like, Taylor, like, recording Brittany, which Brittany was, like, holding a baby. I don't know whose baby.
I was wondering
is
whose baby that
baby?
Was. No, I don't think they have a baby.
And she was,
no,
like, are you excited for the game? And
oh, cute.
Brittany's like, yeah. And, like, I don't know. I just feel like they.
That's fun.
Yeah, I feel like they are actually friends. And someone tweeted at me, and when I quote tweeted a video of Taylor, like, meeting those kids backstage and, like, taking the time to say hi and stuff. She was, cute. Like, they were, like, Brittany, like, such a bitch. Like, she just walked past, like, didn't even look up. Like, do you think these kids want a picture
what?
With Brittany Mahomes?
I was like, they don't care about Brittany.
Yeah,
they don't.
Like, they
no offense
like,
to Brittany Mahomes, but, like, they care about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no need to, like, Brittany make
Holmes
Brittany
just a,
into, like,
is,
a bitch. Like, she
no,
just, there's no way these kids are, like, dying for a picture of Brittany
crazy.
Mahomes.
That's
yeah.
No. But
yeah.
Also, why would they, again, she's just married to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, that is her claim to fame in that setting. So, like,
you're
why
right.
would you want... No, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And I don't ever think that she would think that they would want one. Like, that... I don't think that she is full of herself so much as she just, like, likes the...
Yeah, yeah.
Likes the vibe. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I don't think that she walks in a place and is like, do you know who I am? Like, I don't picture
no.
her like that. Like, that's
no.
not the kind of vibe I get
yeah.
from her.
Yeah,
I also just think that Taylor is a really good... is really good at matching energy.
That is true.
So I think that, like, whoever she's with, whatever she's doing, she and I say that again, maybe I'm projecting, I do the same thing. Like, unless I'm, like, good friends with someone or they know me really well, whatever, I am always one to match energy.
Okay.
Just because that's kind of easier.
Yeah, I get that. I
you
get
know?
That.
So it could be that. Or maybe they're just best fucking friends and they're going to wear matching outfits every day to the rest of the
yeah.
season and they're going to hold hands at the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
And
I really think that, like,
who knows?
I think that Taylor, I think that they are genuinely friends. I agree. I don't think they would ever be friends
if it
wasn't for the situation. But yeah, I
also bet that Brittany's been really kind to her.
Yeah,
you know?
I bet.
Like, I bet
totally.
That. Because also another thing too is, like, you don't have any in this situation. The only person to, like, be friends with are your boyfriend's friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, his family.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's Taylor going to chill with Donna Kelsey
yeah,
every day? Like,
Ed.
She needs some friends.
Yeah.
She needs
yeah.
a buddy
yeah, totally.
Who's a girl. And Brittany's right there, ready-made.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hyped to be there.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, you know, I wish those besties the best of luck.
yeah.
But we need to do something about Jackson. So, let's
yeah,
just fingers crossed
to, yeah.
that, like, you know, he's not allowed on TV or something for a while. Or
yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
She wore the 87
yep, the 87
bracelet, which was very cute.
Super cute. Apparently that was a like she I thought I was like, oh my god, she made it so cute. Apparently not.
Someone gave it to her.
It's a custom
oh.
It's Aramish bracelet bar.
Hmm.
And it's a lot of just a place that makes friendship bracelets and they sent it to her apparently.
Oh,
or
cute.
Maybe she got it. $21 number plus heart custom bracelet if you want your own. Oh.
I wish.
Nice to see Taylor wearing local. Her custom 87 bracelet is by Missouri-based. Oh, Missouri-based.
Oh, cute.
Aramish. This is apparently a favored business of Randy Mahomes, mom of KC Chiefs quarterback Patrick, and likely a gift from her. Very interesting.
Cute.
That's adorable.
Okay, that's very
cute. So she's wearing a friendship bracelet with the numbers on it. So cute, so cute.
So love it.
And then, yeah, we already broke down her whole outfit. So cute. And then Travis has arrived to the event wearing some funky pants and a funky flannel.
That flannel was so
Travis
ugly.
Is having a hard time with his style, I think. I kind of like clowning him for it.
Yeah, sometimes I like his fits. Sometimes I'm like, someone's like, this is what you get at Forever 21 when you think you find a cute flannel and it has a random saying in the back.
Yes.
Why did it say ice cream?
Yeah. Is it an Easter egg? Who knows? At this point, I'm like, is he wearing Easter eggs for real?
Yeah.
But I really like his outfits when they go out. I think that he looks so stylish then. But
his pregame outfits are a little out there.
They're crazy, but they're supposed to be though, right? Isn't that part of the
whole everybody thing? I mean, like Jalen Hurts, like he'll wear crazy, you know, suits, and
that's fun to me. That's fun. I won't knock that.
I like how the pregame walk into the stadium, like, it's become like a fashion show.
100%. It's so fun.
Yeah,
it's really. I think it's fun,
Kansas City colors on a flannel is just not good.
It's tough. Yeah, it's really not. But I like to. I just like to clown his outfits a little bit. And this was clownish.
It was
those pants. What did he have on the pants? Do we know?
They were like
khaki
pants,
but
right?
They had something on them, like almost like maybe like Ralph Lauren polo symbol all over them. You know what I mean? Like that is.
It wasn't that, but that's what it looked like. But yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to go back to that tweet so I can see that full photo of him with the other people. The lights are so bright, but they never blind me. Me too. Oh my God. They have ice cream. It's
pants?
Like Dove. It's like Dove chocolate bar with like a bite taken. So they're ice cream pants.
Oh, so that's why it
clean
says
on the
ice
inside,
cream.
Cream on the outside.
Damn.
Clean on the inside.
Okay, so
cream
he
on
really
outside.
Went for the ice cream
clean
theme.
The inside,
I wonder if that's
cream
like a
on the outside. Ice cream paint job. Ice cream paint job. You think? I don't know. I'm just saying.
I wonder
you don't
if
know ice cream
brand?
Paint job?
No.
You don't know ice cream paint job?
The hell is that?
That's a song, Gia.
Oh.
That is not that old of a song, I don't think. Clean on the inside, cream on the outside. Clean on the inside.
Is there a brand called ice cream?
Ice
cream brand clothing.
Ice cream paint job.
BBC ice cream? Oh, yeah, wait. I think this is it.
Flannel.
Because, look, this hat looks like the same.
Interesting.
Pants.
I'm Googling ice cream flannel. Oh, yeah, it is. Sense. And it's just black, right? It just says black ice cream on the back?
Yeah, just like white.
Yeah, this is a brand called Ice Cream. Oh, and I'm actually loving the rest.
I don't know if this is it, though.
No, it definitely is. Look, I found it.
Oh, Essence.
And so it's Essence, but it's Ice Cream is the brand. And look, they have others, too.
Oh, interesting.
Pink waitress shirt, orange track jacket. That's ugly. No offense. It's really just orange. I'm not an orange fan.
Yeah,
so
I'm
no
not
offense
an
to Ice Cream. They have a lot of other cute shit, but this one... you should get this, Gia. Brown soft serve jacket.
Ooh.
That just looks like poop, real. And you love that.
Poopy jacket.
Damn, you'd love
it.
Anyway, so he's, you know, he's stepping out, fashionista. We love it.
Yep.
You know, still clowning, but it's all fine.
I love the graphic that the NFL put up for the game. It said, like, you belong with tight end this season.
What?
Oh, you belong
I didn't
with
see
me.
This.
I think it said, you belong with me. I don't know why it says T-E. Oh,
you belong
with
T
instead of me.
You belong with T.
Yeah. And with Taylor Swift in attendance, his
99
yards. I don't know what GM means. Record yards, 99.
Goals made? No. No,
and
sorry.
And then left to his own devices, 46.5 yards. I don't know.
This is really funny.
Today. I don't know football, so I don't. I mean, I do know football. I don't know what record
you don't know
yards,
like this.
GM means. But yeah, I like
recorded.
It
it's probably recorded yards.
Left to his own device.
Oh, man, I don't
recorded
know.
Yards per game, I think, maybe? Per game?
Yeah.
Because, like, the slash usually means per.
True.
So maybe 99 yards per game. And then when he's left to his own devices, he has 46 yards per game.
So he's, like, barely even trying when she's not
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, dude, let's do your job, huh? Like, God.
Yeah.
Just because she's not there over, like, watching over doesn't mean he can slack
funny.
Off. We need to get to the Super Bowl now, because now we all want
to
see Taylor at the Super Bowl. And someone did point out, so she is, Oh, and we can talk about, okay. One, Taylor is doing a concert in Tokyo.
Oh.
The weekend of the Super Bowl. Oh. However, if she were to finish her concert, get on a plane, and come back to the United States, she would be on time for the start of the Super Bowl.
Oh, shit.
Because of the time difference.
That's dedication.
So, like, right. So, like, the concert is technically a day ahead.
Right.
So she'd be traveling back in time to go to the Super Bowl. So there is a strong possibility that if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl that she'll be there.
I would hope so.
I would hope that too.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, that kind of conflicts with my, I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl because I want Jason Kelce to get his, you know?
No, I completely agree. I would
love it. Do you think
we
could see another Chiefs-Eagles?
Oh, God. That would kill me in my soul, I think, literally.
It'd be so hard. Who would I root for?
I mean, obviously, like, for you know what my deal, but with Taylor, it's like, you're going to really go against your fucking home.
I know. That's so true. Right.
Team?
Like maybe she'll be like silly about it. And like, you know, because Travis already won one.
Split jersey.
She'll borrow Donna's.
Yeah.
She could do that. That would be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. It would just be very sad for me to see her not wearing Eagles if she's going to go to the Super Bowl. But I mean, I don't really think she cares about the Eagles that much.
No, she does.
She wasn't at the Super Bowl last year, so, like, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think that she cares about the Eagles really at all, except for the fact that they're, like, her home state team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she actually cares.
Yeah.
But all that aside, whether Taylor will be at the Super Bowl or not is still up in the air. We shall see. Mm. It's only three, four months away, so that's, you know, closer than you think. Something that is happening, international travel. Travis will be attending her first shows on her international tour, her new leg of her international tour in Argentina.
Okay, so you were right about the bye week.
You were right.
Thing.
Yes.
And everybody was replying, that's not how bye weeks work.
No,
blah,
literally,
blah,
Gia.
Blah.
Literally, Gia. Like, I don't speak just to speak, okay, bitches? Like, I'm not an idiot. Like, I said that. I was like, this may happen. And Travis is not following the usual rules.
No.
He's not, you know, he's sleeping over Taylor's house before game day. He's doing all the things.
Yep.
And no one cares. He's the best in the league. No one's worried about whether or not he's going to show up.
Yeah.
So I think that it's fine if he does this shit. And
I agree.
And here he is. He's getting on a plane. He's going. And I bet he'll be there all three nights.
I hope so.
It's probably the only time he'll be able to go, honestly.
Until
football season's over.
Yeah. I know.
Which, again,
that was so annoying when everyone was like, oh, you don't know how to buy WeWork. Well, you don't know how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce work.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. This man is in love. All right? This man is in love. This man is going to do whatever he needs to do. He's going to, he'll meet her at whatever end of the earth she's at.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
If it works out, you know,
when you have the money, the talent, you can do whatever you want, basically.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely whatever you want. So I'm excited to see that. I think that'll be interesting. Probably super cute. I wonder if he'll bring any friends. I wonder if Patrick and Brittany will go.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. Probably. I feel like Brittany will, if not, Brittany will definitely
Has
be
Brittany
at.
Has Brittany been? I wonder. Maybe she went to the
Kansas City one.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Interesting. But besties.
I know. But she'll definitely have to go to the United States ones, at least.
For sure.
Or Canada.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so TBD, I'm excited to see him in the booth, excited to see all that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun. And, you know, it's about time Travis starts making up. Taylor's now been to 4 games.
I know.
And he's only been to one concert.
He owes her.
So he owes her all 3 of those, all 3 of those shows.
Well, he did
go
to her.
IMO.
He's been to one show, technically.
Right. So to even up, he's got to go to 3 more.
Yeah, agreed.
And then they're even. Because I think that this is the last one, unless she goes again. What are they playing this week? I hate when I have to, like, this is the only gripe that I have, is that I now have to, like, mold my life and schedule around the Chiefs' schedule.
I know. It was very funny last night when I was I was at a bar. Every time she came on the screen, all the girls would cheer.
Of course.
It was very funny. And I was, like, rooting for him. Oh, they played a night against the Vikings. And then they might have a bye week next week.
Wait, what?
Or maybe they don't. Do they play Monday again?
Wait, what do you mean they play tonight?
They played a night Monday. Because it's Monday Night Football tonight. They play the Vikings tonight.
What? They played last night. What are you talking
about? Sorry.
I was like,
sorry.
I almost melted into the floor and started crying, thinking that I lost a week of time.
No.
I was like, did I? Holy shit, that scared me so bad.
No. Sorry. The 49ers play tonight. I always get their colors confused.
Their colors are confusing.
They're very
similar.
Yes, you're right.
The confusion on my face.
The Chiefs play on Sunday next week.
They play next Sunday, 4:30, 4:25. And then they play Sunday. Oh, and then they're in London, are they not? Against the Dolphins, they are. In November 5th. No, Sunday, November 5th, they play at 9:30 a.m. Because they'll be in London, yeah. Which that.
Uh-oh. You know I love a London boy.
Boy, I enjoy a night in Brixton. Short edge in the afternoon.
I wonder if...
I mean, she's got to go to the London one.
You think? Will she be there? Well, doesn't her tour
she's
start
gonna,
that day,
she's
going
to dance on graves. Oh, my God, you're right, though. It does. No. Her tour starts in Argentina. November 9, 10, 11, I think. So
yeah,
she has two more opportunities to go.
November 5th.
Right. So she has two more opportunities to go to show. That's what I was getting at, by the way. She only has two more games she could potentially go to. Otherwise, she's booked and busy for the rest of the year.
Right.
And she won't be at any more. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, sorry. I made everything really confusing. I don't know why. My brain is broken.
Right. So this upcoming Sunday, 4:30, October 29th, and then 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, November 5th. Which I'm excited. A little brunch game?
Ooh.
A little brunch, Taylor? I hope she goes to that, actually. I would love a brunch game.
International game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Well, what time?
Against the Dolphins.
What's 9:30 a.m.?
That's us. It'll be 3 o'clock over there.
Okay, perfect.
It'll be 3:30.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I love
2:30
that.
Maybe. So it's fabulous. And then their next game is, against the Eagles, November 20th, but she'll be out of town.
Good.
But that would have been a good game for her to go to.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed.
You know, I like to keep. I want to keep my
keep them separate.
Sports and celebrity life separate.
That's fair. I think a lot of people are feeling the same.
That's my declaration. Separation of church and state. Separation of Taylor Swift and the Eagles.
I think that's completely fair.
It's not. Yeah. It's just. It's sad to know that she may be wearing Chiefs colors in support of the Chiefs when they play the Eagles, and to me that is betrayal. And I'm just gonna turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah, I think that's completely reasonable, and we accept your stance.
Because there's the one
on
person
that
I'll let do it, and that's her. You know?
Yes.
I won't let anyone else claim to be an Eagles fan and then wear Chiefs colors. That's fucking crazy.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. But. So, all right, that's all interesting. Now that we've got the schedule out of the way, we've talked about all of the game activities, I think. I'm trying to think if I had anything else that I saw that I was interested in. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. But something you put on our sheet today, Gia, that I'm confused. I don't know about this, but I read it and I love it. And this man is a basketball player?
Yes. So Victor Oladipo is a basketball player. He also was on The Masked Singer.
Ooh.
He's a fabulous singer. You should watch him sing.
Why don't I know him? I feel like if he's a Masked Singer, he's probably like a crowd favorite. People love him.
People love him. You need to
watch him
sing Rainbow by Casey Musgraves. It'll bring a tear to your eye.
I'll cry my eyes out. That song already makes me cry. My friend walked down the aisle to that song.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It really was beautiful.
And he puts on a show-stopping performance at The Masked Singer singing that song. He posted on his story, and I just thought it was really cute. And
it's adorable.
I love his support. He said, invest in someone that is going to make you greater, not just in your craft, but in every way. We look at it like it's Taylor Swift. Yes, you're right for looking at it that way. But what about the things we don't see? It's not just her coming to the games, contributing to his success. It's a whole different mentality now. She's making him better and challenging him in more than one way. We just see it in his play. Invest in someone that is going to make you greater in the areas of your life you want to be great in. Life is too short to settle. Have a queen that can rule with you, not just beside you. Hashtag, just a different perspective.
Honestly, I have a tear in my eye right now. I read that already, and I'm tearing up again. That's a really sweet thing to say.
Victor Oladipo, protect him at all costs.
Honestly,
and he's just so true.
What an angel. And really, what a sweet, sweet thing to say about Taylor. It's a really sweet thing to say about Taylor.
I know.
Really sweet thing to say about their relationship.
Yeah.
And excellent advice.
I also think it's just like a middle finger to all the assholes that are like, I'm tired of seeing Taylor Swift. Like,
shut the fuck up.
A Chiefs fan and you're not in the support of this, look at the stats. The stats don't lie.
Look at the stats.
This guy's got 50 yards per
game. He's asleep at the wheel when she's not there. You know what I mean? Like, they're barely winning.
Yeah. And
they're
Victor
almost
Oladipo's
losing.
Like, wake up.
He's
she's
falling on the
queen.
Ground, breaking his ankle and shit. You know
literally.
What I mean? Like,
she's a queen. He's a king.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate them for who they are, a power couple who just make each other better.
I couldn't agree more. And really, Victor, I agree with that in another way, just as like regular good life advice. Like,
totally.
Right now, we are witnessing a healthy relationship.
Yes.
And that, I think, is something that I'm starting to realize. And I think maybe at first I was too blinded by mother's too good for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm really starting to think this is such an amazing example of two people who are independently successful, independent people,
mm-hmm.
and that are just
talented,
being being like champions of each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like Travis is so comfortable saying amazing things about Taylor and encouraging her in every yep. way. She is clearly supportive of him yep. and doing all she can and being really sweet. And I just think that it's wonderful to see this mutual, you know, respect. Yeah. Love as well, but respect, yes, really. And totally. I think it sets an amazing example for totally. For anybody in a relationship, yeah. for young kids, for
totally.
For grown-ass men
yeah.
and women. Yeah. You're guilty too.
Yeah, you want someone that is always going to be supportive of you and also mm-hmm. pushing you to make you a better person.
Exactly.
And you never want someone that just is like comfortable and settles into whatever mm-hmm. lifestyle you have. You want someone that's going to make your life better.
Exactly. Or tries to control you. Like, yeah, I feel like yeah. you need somebody who lets you bejeweled.
Yeah.
Someone who lets you bejeweled. At the end of the day,
Travis lets Taylor bejeweled. Taylor lets Travis bejeweled.
Like, always.
That's what you want.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want anyone that's not going to make you bejeweled. Mm-hmm. You don't want anyone that's going to dim your light.
Yes.
You need a king to support who you are as a queen.
100 yep. billion percent, Gia. And thank you again
to
Victor Oladipo yep. for bringing yes. that to our attention, because yes. he is spot the fuck on, and I'm proud of yep. him for that.
We stand Victor Oladipo majorly in this stand. House. I wish I knew what team he played for right now. I'm not really sure. I think he was on the Pacers at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I think I looked that up right before this. Let's
but
see.
But yeah, I just thought it was a very unexpected, cute, just a different perspective.
Hashtag just a different perspective. Yeah, you know
literally.
What I mean? Yep. He currently plays on the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
So let's start. You know, if more Swifties are looking to expand their sports repertoire, yep. maybe we stand
we start
Victor
for,
and yeah. we start rooting for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I agree.
You never know.
Yeah. I'm going to get an Oladipo
Mark Cuban
jersey.
Own? No, the Mavericks. The Mavericks. Yeah, okay, yeah. okay. Mark Cuban also said amazing things about Taylor Swift. Yeah. I don't think we ever discussed that.
He was like, he's like, I want her to date a Mavericks player. Like,
completely.
We need some, yeah.
He said that. He also went on KFC Radio semi-recently, a couple weeks ago now. So you might have to dig a little bit if you're looking for the clip. But he said that he loves Taylor as a role model, as a person and for his children.
Totally.
And that he thinks that in every way, in like a, you know, women being successful mm-hmm. and confident and everything, like she's great at that. She's also just generally sets a good example for people. She's really not like, she's not an asshole. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No.
Like, she's not an asshole. She's never been an asshole. The most, you know, crazy she ever gets is when she's acting like a little snarky, or she's,
yeah.
you know, wearing like a sexy outfit once that's like barely, you know, barely yeah. moves the needle in terms of sex.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like this, the sluttiest outfit she's wearing is the one that you have on that shirt right there with that thong out. My God. But you know, but I think that it's so nice and really refreshing, and like it also gives me so much relief to see so many people encouraging
yeah.
her who like are well respected
yeah.
and also who are men. And I know that it's like you don't need a man's validation, whatever, but it is nice to see that at least some recognize
yeah, totally.
The greatness, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see that. Another thing before we go, I was fucking dying. You know Father John Misty, the
yeah.
artist? He saw Taylor's concert in Melbourne, I guess,
yeah.
and said that he took drugs or like acid or something. He's like, I experienced it like an 8-year-old girl. And he was like, it was the greatest concert of my life. Like he said he had the most amazing
That's
time.
Awesome.
And it cracked me the fuck up.
I actually saw a TikTok of a girl who said she like went to the concert alone, took mushrooms and like freaked the fuck out and like had to leave.
No, I could have never done drugs at that place.
No,
there's
no,
too many
no,
people
no,
around.
Too many people.
I didn't even really drink. I think I had two
no,
high noons.
I had,
yeah.
I think I had one beer.
Yeah.
I needed to be fully immersed in
I wanted
what
to be
I was
focused.
Seeing.
I wanted to be jumping around.
Because I barely even remember it. And
exactly.
Like, yeah, you like
I know.
Black out.
I wanted to be jumping around. I didn't want to feel overheated or sick or have mm. anything. Like I was just drinking a shit ton of water. I didn't want to like feel, you know, over. Like I was already so overwhelmed.
Yes,
I didn't need
yes,
to add on
yes,
top of that
yes,
with anything
yeah,
else.
Agreed.
So, I think that's everything that our girl's been up to.
Yep.
Everything happening in the world of Taylor.
Yep.
Like you said, it comes at this. It's Tuesday currently, so in 2 days we will have our all of our precious little hands wrapped around
yes.
1989 Taylor's version. We'll go into a nice fall weekend.
Yes,
we can just
can't wait.
Scream it in the car. I gotta find myself. I gotta get my ass in a car this weekend.
That's true. I know.
And drive around.
Oh, I'll.
You know.
Yeah, I'm going to Florida, so maybe
oh,
Friday
hell
morning.
Oh yeah, are you
Friday
kidding?
Friday morning, I'm gonna drive. Yeah,
get
yep.
in a car.
Yep.
Not even me driving. I don't have to be driving it. I could be shotgun.
Yeah, facts.
I could be in the back.
Yeah.
It needs to be like a drive.
An Uber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Just drive.
I'll call never again. Yeah. I get in with sunglasses on. Just drive.
Yeah.
And he's like, ma'am, excuse me, can you please put the address in?
Yeah.
Like, no. I put the address in. It's like the mansion from Blank Space
yeah.
out in the Hamptons. You know, I almost stayed there.
Really?
We had like a night reserved there.
Ooh.
And I forget what happened. Or no. I think I got sick or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't able to go. And this was back over the summer. And I remember being like, oh, no. Or maybe, like, work got in the way. Something happened that we couldn't go. And I was like, oh, no. Really bummed out. And then I started stressing because we hadn't replanned it. And I was like, fuck, you know, it's going to be really hard to go now when 1989 Taylor's Version comes out because people are going to remember that that place exists. Yeah. And now I'm exposing it again.
Oh, shit.
And you can stay there. It's like a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. We should go.
We should go.
Damn.
We should replan it.
I agree.
Ooh, okay. All right. We will see you next week. Next time you see us, we'll be on the other side of 1989 Taylor's Version. And
we'll do a draft.
The world will be better. We'll do a draft next week. Yeah. Yes. Perfect. All right. See you later.